Lost and Found by Ballad of Firefly, read by Interstellar Blue. The market was in full swing, voices and music weaving together until it created a discordant song that grated on Simon's nerves. Sweat ran down his back, and he pulled at the collar of his shirt, grimacing when the fabric stuck to his skin. Running an eye over the nearest stall, something caught his eye and he stopped. Colored pencils rested in a small hand-carved wooden box, a river running around the sides, tiny gems set into the wood to look like stars. Almost involuntarily, Simon ran a finger over them, his skin catching on the rough surface. "It's 20 credits." Blinking, he looked up at the merchant. "The pencils come with," she added when he didn't answer. He didn't have enough money to pay for it and lunch for him and River. He knew that he didn't, and he hated it. Hated the fact that he couldn't even buy her a gift. Soft laughter cut through the noise, and Simon glanced back at his sister, watching as she and Kaylee laughed about something. It was the first she'd laughed in a while. Swallowing, he pulled out a few credits. It wouldn't be the first time that he'd skipped lunch. I'll take it. The merchant grinned. Making sure all the pencils were in the box, she gently closed the lid, and calloused hands slid it into a paper bag. Gaudy yellow and pink stars stood out on the faded brown paper. "Have a nice day, sir." Taking the bag, cautious not to crinkle the paper, Simon nodded and gave her a half-hearted smile in return. Trying to avoid a group of drunken singers blocking the way, he swerved into a quiet side alley, almost immediately colliding with someone. Simon's fingers tightened on the bag and the paper tore slightly, the sharp edge of the box digging into his thigh. Looking up, the apology died in his throat. Familiar brown eyes stared down at him, and for a moment he forgot how to breathe. They looked exactly like River's. Gabriel Tam's eyes narrowed. "Simon." The loud thump, thump, thump of his heartbeat echoed in the narrow street, drowning out the sound of the market. Absent-mindedly, Simon wondered if his father could hear it. The world spun, a strange buzzing filling his ears. Sweat uncomfortably trickled down his back, but he didn't dare move, feeling like he was in a staring match with a viper that could strike at any moment. "Father," he forced out, trying to put every ounce of core-bred haughtiness he could into the word. Gabriel's eyes flashed, and Simon felt a small spark of satisfaction at the sight. "Don't you dare speak to me like that," he started, but the doctor scoffed. "Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't aware that I was speaking any differently from you." "You know, Doc," someone said from behind Simon. The dusty figure of Mal stood at the mouth of the alley, his shadow stretching out in front of him. "Just once, I'd appreciate it if you didn't get into some sort of trouble." Moving to stand beside the two, the captain ran dark eyes over the doctor, frowning. "You okay?" Before Simon could answer, Gabriel sniffed. "And who are you?" he asked. "Could ask you the same thing, seeing as you're talking to my medic." "I am Gabriel Tam. I will ask again, who are you?" Raising an eyebrow, Mal looked unimpressed. If he wasn't close to a panic attack, Simon would have laughed. "That name's supposed to mean anything to me?" Gabriel turned a particular shade of red and drew himself up to his full height. "You do realize that your so-called medic doesn't have a license anymore. He's not legally allowed to practice." It felt like the ground dropped out from under Simon. They'd taken away his license. His license. The only thing that kept them on the ship. This was it. The captain was going to throw them off, leave them here and there. River's going to lose the only place that's ever felt like home.
"License or not, the boy's a damn good doc. Saved my life on more than one occasion. Think that counts for something, don't you?"
"He's delusional. River had been fine," Gabriel said, and Simon felt his blood boil. "He isn't, and she wasn't fine. They were hurting her." Gabriel's voice turned soft and wheedling in a way that made the doctor feel like a child again.
"They weren't. The Alliance is after you, Simon, and for what? A stupid game that you took too seriously? You lost everything you had."
"Why do people keep saying that?"
Simon snapped, but the captain's hand on his arm made him stop.
Blue eyes met blue and Mal spoke, his voice barely above a murmur. In the street, people were beginning to glance at them.
Go back to the ship. River's already waiting for you. And tell Zoe to round up the rest, Donglema.
Mal's voice was firm, but the hand on Simon's shoulder was gentle. A million questions ran through his mind, but he gave the captain a stilted nod. Avoiding his father's eyes, he turned and left, River's gift still clutched in his hand. When Mal was sure Simon was away, he surged forward and grabbed Gabriel by his lapels, shoving him against the wall. Rough brickwork dug into his back and he swallowed, fear clear in his brown eyes.
Now listen here, you Wang Ba Dan, Mal ground out, eyes blazing. I don't take kindly to people who hurt my crew, and unfortunately for you, the two of them are part of it. Fortunately for you, I ain't gonna shoot you.
A small crowd was starting to gather out in the main street, their soft whispers filling the air. Grinning with a smile that was all teeth and no humor, Mal let go of Gabriel.
Can't say it was a pleasure meeting you, he said, smoothing down his coat.
Gabriel tugged at his clothes and ran a hand through his hair, sneering as he watched the captain leave. Just before he reached the end of the small alley, Mal turned back, the sun glinting off of his gun like a silent promise.
Oh, and just so by the way, Mr. Tan, if you ever so much as look at either of them again, I won't be so civilized, Dongma.
Giving Gabriel one last jaunty wave, the captain of Serenity strode through the quickly parting crowd, whispers and stares following him as he disappeared into the busy market. Serenity took off in a cloud of dust, the town getting smaller and smaller until it blended into the beige sands. The ship broke atmo with a shudder and more than a few clangs. In the common room, Simon sighed and shifted, stilling when River grunted. Murmuring, she burrowed deeper into her brother's side, her face turned to the box of pencils on the table. The gems glittered in Serenity's soft lighting, just like the drying tear tracks on River's cheeks. Carefully drying them, he stared down at his sister, Gabriel's words echoing through his head, getting louder and louder.
Book's getting started on lunch, seeing as we left earlier than planned, Mal murmured, his boots quietly echoing on the gritting.
He leaned against the wall, looking at them, barely hidden concern clear in his eyes.
Might be a while before we eat.
Simon nodded. It was quiet, the homely sounds of Serenity filling the silence.
How did you know? The doctor asked after a while. Lil Sis had an episode, found me on my way back here. She kept babbling about ghosts or something, wouldn't stop saying your name. Didn't take much to figure out you were in trouble, and the market ain't big.
Mal shrugged like it was nothing. To Simon, it was everything. Swallowing thickly, he nodded, ignoring the way his eyes burned.
Xiexie, Captain.
Mal shook his head.
For someone who was in the top 3%, the kid was dense. After meeting Gabriel today, though, he was starting to understand why. No need for thanking me, just doing my job.
Looking down at the siblings, his lips quirked slightly when River snuggled even closer to her brother, trapping him against the arm of the couch.
Rest, Doc. You had a busy day, Mal said, pushing away from the wall. I'll wake you when it's time for lunch.
I won't come for you. You're on my crew.
Smiling, Simon closed his eyes, letting the steady hum of Serenity's engine and the captain's retreating footsteps lull him to sleep, River a solid weight against his side. The end. Thank you for listening.